Good morning. I got a beefy one for you today. And it's beefy not for only you, my friend. It's beefy for me. My name is Kara Bradley, and I am bringing you these morning messages not just for you. I bring them for me. They are reminders to myself how to live fully. They're reminders of how to remember my brilliance. They're reminders to myself to remember that life is moving by very, very fast. And if we don't lean in and wake up and seize the moment and seize the day, then we are missing our lives. So these morning messages, I enjoy them so much because I wake myself up every day and ask myself these questions. So I just decided turn on my little handy dandy recorder and share them with you. So thank you for being here. And what I've been playing with myself, I'm playing with in my own journaling, is this idea of challenge edges and being uncomfortable. Yesterday we talked about ripe opportunities. It's what I write about in my book, On the Verge. Ripe opportunities are those moments when you are uncomfortable. They're uncomfortable because they're also unfamiliar. You're not used to doing it. You're not comfortable doing it. So it's going to be agitating. It's going to be unsettling. It's going to make you feel like you want to throw up, maybe. But these are the moments where we grow. These are the moments when we press the boundaries of life. We press the boundaries of our patterns. Talked about patterns a few weeks ago. And when we start to press those patterns and press those boundaries, it's where we break through and we level up and we see things with new eyes and we get creative and we have insights. So today I just want to ask you, as I'm asking myself, where are your edges? Where are the boundaries? What do they feel like? What do they include? What do they entail? And can you lean in today and tomorrow and the next day? In fact, you know, I challenge you, because I'm challenging myself, to every single day at the beginning of your day, whether it be after your meditation or your prayer or your journaling or whatever your morning routine looks like. Usually for me, it's a early morning meditation, 20 minutes, 15 to 30 minutes, just depends on the day. Get out my journal and I free write. But I'm going to challenge myself during that free write to ask myself, what would I do today if I had no fear? Or where can I lean in today to an edge? What edge can I lean into? Something along that lines. You can make it up and make it sound right for you. But basically, it's what would I do today if I had no fear? Who would I call? What would I write? What would I offer the world? What would I ask of the world? What would I do today if I had no fear? And then go do it. And listen, you could start small, right? It doesn't have to be the biggest thing, you know, the thing that you feel like you're going to throw up doing or thinking about. But you got to get into action. I need to get into action on those things. And oftentimes, you know, you can look at your life, and I would often say this in a yoga practice, look at how you practice yoga, because that's how you're living your life. You know, if you're ballistic in your workouts and you're pushing and suffering and challenging yourself too much, you may be pushing and forcing in your life as well. But I think for most of us, honestly, we're the other way around. That's the way I am anyway. I'm holding back too much. I'm not getting to that point where I'm feeling myself tremble. Lately, I used to be, but lately, I don't know. I'm just kind of in this gray zone. So this is my kick-ass wake-up call to say, Kara, you need to lean in and get uncomfortable a little bit more. Yesterday, I did, and I felt myself so agitated. I felt myself so uncomfortable. And it was really a wake-up call for me to say, listen, girl, you need to be doing this in more areas of your life, in your work, So I got agitated because I did a Facebook Live that I wasn't fully comfortable doing. And I still feel a little icky thinking about what I did. But that's okay. That's a good indication that I was doing something that was not comfortable. So today, my challenge to you, two things. One, at the beginning of your day, ask yourself the question, where do I need to lean in today? What is my edge today? Is it a relationship? Is it an action in the world? Is it something to do with work? Is it a truth you need to say? Is it a workout you need to lean into? Is it something? What is it? And then that was the first thing. And then go do it. And then go do it. All right, I want to hear from you. What are the things? Where are your edges right now? Where are your edges? I'm telling you mine. You know, in my business right now, the business I'm building, this mental wellness business, which is based on the new science of the gut-brain connection, it's phenomenal. I love it. I want to tell you about it. I want to tell you about it. So if you're interested, please reach out to me, or look at the links. I've got plenty of stuff there. But it is forcing me to grow in ways that I'm uncomfortable doing. And that's the only way I'm going to grow this business is to get uncomfortable. It's the only way we grow in life is to be uncomfortable. So we have to get comfortable being uncomfortable. I want to know what you're uncomfortable doing right now. Please tell me. That's all I have for you today. I'm off to the races and let's see what trouble I can get myself into today. Thanks so much. Hey, if you like these morning messages and you are getting value out of them, please leave a review because it helps more people find them. Or share it with a friend. It's so easy to share these podcasts. Just text it to a friend. And that is how these morning messages will grow. And we are growing, dribs and drabs, but we're growing. And I thank you all for that. Take care.